Shalom, welcome back to the Dave's Gone By Show, rocking at you with the Chanukah edition. I'm your special guest host, Rabbi Saul Solomon, ordained at Congregation Emmanuel X, and Conservadox Rabbi at Temple Sons of Bitches since 1985. Since Chanukah is a fun holiday, a joyful holiday, and we don't get many of those, I thought we might do something freilich and fun. We're going to play the traditional game of Chanukah, dreidel. And this is kind of like roulette without the balls. It's a simple game, really. Even Goyim can understand it. You can play with two people, four people, however many people you got. Everybody starts with a little bit of money, the same amount, with everyone anteing up into the pot to get started. You have a four-sided top, a spinning object called a dreidel. Then, when it's done spinning, it can fall down on any one of its four sides. Each side is marked with a Hebrew letter, Nun, Gimel, Hey, Shin. They're the equivalents of the letters N, G, H, and the Sh sound, Nun, Gimel, Hey, Shin, which are the initials of the Hebrew phrase Nes Gadol Haya Sham, a great miracle happened there, the miracle of Chanukah. But for the purposes of the game, the letters on the dreidel have another meaning. If you spin the top and it falls on the Nun, nothing happens, you don't get any money, you don't lose any money. If you spin and it falls on the Gimel, you get any money that's in the pot. Gimel is the best. Gimel rules. Hay isn't bad either. If the dreidel falls on hay, you get half of what's in the pot. The bad one is shin. It's shin or get off the pot. Not only don't you get anything, you have to give something back. It's like income tax without the loopholes. Okay, so four letters, four possibilities, and whoever has the most money at the end of the game wins. Now, it's not so much fun to talk about a game as it is to play it. So, to give an idea of how dreidel works, I've asked my good friend, Rabbi Jeffrey Rothberg of Congregation Yiddish Kiddush in Montpelier, New York, to help me play. Shalom, Jeffrey. How are you doing?
Great, Rabbi. I was the 10th man this morning.
The 10th man in your minion. What is that? How did that go?
Fantastic. But it took a little too long to daven today. One of our usual members was kind of...
One of your male members, I assume.
Of course, of course. 10 men.
That's right.
So, but he was... it takes him a little too long to daven, and we get out a little too late. But, you know...
If you put a little DW-40 behind the knees, they can bend a little faster, they can move a little faster, go much quicker. I do this all the time with them.
Oh, mine.
Oh, man. Oh, all right. Let's get to the game. One little thing. Since it's illegal to gamble in New York State, unless it's bingo, lotto, or the slot machines we like to call New York City payphones, we're going to do dreidel a little differently tonight. Instead of playing for money, Jeffrey and I will exchange nuggets of information. We'll each take a spin, and we'll see what turns up. If the dreidel falls on a nun, we'll share an interesting fact about Chanukah. If the dreidel falls on a hay, we'll delight you with a Jewish proverb from my namesake, King Solomon. If one of us gets a gimel, a wonderful gimel, we'll tell a joyful Jewish joke. And if we get a shin, we have to talk about a famous person who is Jewish, but we wish weren't. Okay, so those are the rules. Are you ready, Jeffrey?
Amen.
Okay. So, since you're my guest, why don't you take the voice spin of the dreidel? Go for it. It's spinning. It's going around and around and around and around. Wobbling now. Oh, you got a gimel. A gimel is a good thing. Okay, gimel means a joke. Jeffrey, you have to tell the voice joke.
It was 2 days before Hanukkah, and Mr. Feldman was upset because his hours were cut back at his job, and he didn't have enough money to buy presents for his family. As he trudged home from work, he passed by a Presbyterian church with a sign on the door. The sign read, $1,000 cash to anyone who converts before midnight. Well, this was the answer to Mr. Feldman's problems. He went in, joined the church, and got the cash. Then he comes home, waves the money in his hands, and tells his wife and kids, "Happy holidays. We finally have a little something to celebrate." "Oh," said his wife, "you remember the coat you promised me 3 years ago? I saw it on sale at Macy's for $500. Well, a promise is a promise, so said Mr. Feldman, giving his wife the money. Then his 9-year-old son speaks up and says, all the other kids in schools have new bicycles. Can I get a bike, pretty please? They have a great 10-speed Schwinn for only $300. So Mr. Feldman gave him the money and says, go enjoy. Drive safely. Then his teenage daughter pipes up, Daddy, the big dance is next week. I want a new dress so I don't look stupid and out of fashion. How much? I saw one at Lohmann's for only $200. It's perfect. Feldman gave her the rest of the money, then he sank into his armchair, starched a brood, a big frown on his face. What's the matter? Said his wife. Ah, said Mr. Feldman, it never fails. The minute a Gentile gets a little money, you Jews take it all away from us.
Ba-dum-bum! Yeah, that's the joke, ladies and gentlemen. Alrighty, time for me to spin my little dreidel and see what comes up. Okay, it's spinning, it's coming down, it's gonna be a... Oh, it's a shin. It's a bad, nasty thing. This, again, is Jews we wish weren't Jewish. People we'd like to kick the shin out of. And the first one is Abe Hirschfeld, a strange little crazy man who is the stereotype of a shady Jew operating above the law. He made his fortune building parking garages. No shame there. He owned the New York Post for about 15 minutes, just long enough to save it from bankruptcy, and he's a perennial seeker of political office. But he was also indicted on 123 counts of tax evasion, and then he tried to tip the deadlocked jury $2,500 each. More recently, he was convicted of trying to hire a hitman to kill his former business partner.
Amen.
He's like Jackie Mason gone psycho, and he's become an embarrassment. Even though he claims to have invented that magnetic seal thing that keeps refrigerator doors closed, which is really an excellent thing, actually. All right, Jeffrey, you ready to spin again? Spin again. Oy, sevivon, sov, 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 Chanukah, hu chag tov, oy, Chanukah, hu chag tov, sevivon, here we go, it's falling, it's coming down, here we go, it's another gimel.
Is this a fixed dreidel?
It's not a fixed dreidel, there's no magnets in it, it's a beautiful little wooden dreidel, read the joke, it's a joke for a gimel.
The first Jewish president of the United States calls his mother in Far Rockaway and invites her for Hanukkah. His mama says, you know I'd like to, but it's so much trouble. First I have to get a cab to the airport, and it takes forever on Queens Boulevard. Yeah, and sometimes you get killed there. Mama, the man says, I'm President of the United States. I'll send Air Force One for you. Yes, boychik, but when we land, I still have to go through the airport and all the crowds. Mama, I'll have a helicopter pick you up, says the son. You'll go straight from the plane to the Rose Garden. Son, she replies, I'm not trying to be difficult, but what about food? I'm kosher. Plus, I'm on a special low-salt diet. Plus, I'm watching my cholesterol. It's too much. Mama, we have a dozen chefs on call 24 hours a day. Anything you want, they can make for you. So what do you say? And the woman sighs and says, all right, for you, I'll come. And then she hangs up. Then she calls her best friend Ida, who asks, what's new? And she says, I just found out. I'm visiting my son for Hanukkah. That's nice, said Ida. Which son, the doctor? No, the other one.
Ba-dum-bum! Yeah, well, the Jewish comedy just keeps rolling here, as does the little dreidel around and around she spins. You having fun, Jeffrey, there? Oh, I got another shin. Oh, no, another shin.
Us goyim don't understand these jokes. So.
This is another Jew we wish weren't Jewish, Roseanne. Now, she became famous playing the world's first white trash Jew, and it was downhill from there. Actually, her TV show was terrific the first couple of years, but then it went meshuggah, then she went meshuggah, and it was touch and go there for a while, whether Roseanne was uglier than she was crazy, or crazier than she was ugly. Turned out that race was a tie, although it did have a loser, Tom Arnold. Okay, Jeffrey, why don't you spin that little dreidel again? I hope you don't get a joke, no offense. It's spinning around, it's wobbling. It's a nun! Oh, it's a nun! Which means you get to read a basic fact about the Hanukkah holiday.
In 168 BC, the Greek and Syrian Empire took control of Judea. not just political control, but their mission was to Hellenize the population, which means figuratively to lead them to hell. But they went a little too far. They stormed into the Jewish temple in Jerusalem and smashed everything, defiled everything, and forced the Jews to eat pork to prove their allegiance to King Antiochus. But when some Greco-Syrian soldiers got to the little town of Modin, they defiled the temple there and sacrificed a pig on the altar. An old Jewish priest named Mattathias got really ticked off, so he did what any deeply religious priest would do. He stabbed the soldier to death and ran away.
The true story. That's the beginning of the true story of Hanukkah. All right, I'm going to give one more spin to my little dreidel here. We're going to see round and round. Oop, it fell. I'm just going to drop it to save some time here. I got a hay. Hay is for hay. And hay is also for Proverbs. We read a little proverb from the book of Proverbs by King Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother, which is universal everywhere, except in the Kennedy, Bush, and Estevez families. All right, Jeffrey, why don't you do one more little spin here? And it's spinning around and around and around. It's a hypnotic little object. Something my wife says about me sometimes. What? What did you get? What did you get?
A hay.
You got a hay also. It's a proverb. Lay it on us.
A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a wound to the spirit. I always thought a soothing tongue was the key to perverseness.
Yeah, so can my wife. All right, whatever that means. We're going to take a little bit of a break here, a musical break, actually, from this exciting game. Jeffrey, of course, you know the most well-known Hanukkah song, the Dreidel song. It's a classic. Why don't you sing with me, okay? Dreidel, 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 dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, mit dreidel, what's the matter? He doesn't want to play with his dreidel. Well, anyway, that's...
That's my girlfriend's...
you have a girlfriend?
Prerogative.
I didn't know you had a girlfriend. This is good.
A Presbyterian.
Does the congregation know?
Abyssal.
Anyway, that was the normal dreidel song, but we have kind of a weird version off a 1988 CD on the Rounder Records label. The CD is called Hanukkah at Home, and it's kind of an attempt to do a gentle folk music-y thing for kids of the yuppie generation. So, of course, it's lame as hell. But check out this version of the dreidel song, and see if you don't think a couple of the voices are a little creepy. The dreidel song, sung by Dan Crow, J.P. Nightingale, Fred Sokolov, and Uncle Ruthie Buell. Yes, I swear, Uncle Ruthie Buell, who wrote the new verses to this traditional number. I don't know, I'm sorry. Jews should not be making things out of hair and soap. That's just too much history to deal with. Anyway, back to the dreidel game with my friend and guest, Rabbi Jeffrey Rothenberg of Congregation Yiddish Kiddush. Jeffrey, I believe it's my spin, but you can spin. Spin that thing. Oh, yeah. It hit an object on the table, but we're just going to let it keep spinning anyway. And it's a gimel. A gimel is a joke. He doesn't want to do the joke.
It's a nun.
Oh, it's a nun? It's not a nun. It's a gimel. Where's the second? Where's the joke thing? Give me this. I'll do the joke.
The rabbi knows best.
Okay. Oh, you can do this one. This is the top five reasons Hanukkah is better than Christmas.
Number 5, you can use your fireplace. Number 4, no such thing as a silent night when you have Jewish relatives. Number 3, if a fat bearded guy in a department store wants to put your child on his lap, you can arrest him. Number 2, good cheer, optional. Amen, that's my house. Number 1.
The number 1 reason...
Hashem knows when you've been sleeping. He knows when you're awake, but he doesn't give a crap.
Thank you. Very nicely done, Jeffrey. I'm going to spin my little dreidel again. Oh, here we go. This is so exciting. It's spinning. Oh, yeah. It's coming down. It's on a shin. Why do I keep getting the shins? Oh, this is so sad. Who else do we hate? Oh, yes. Bobby Fischer, the chess player. We mentioned him before in the show, but it bears repeating. He was an intellectual hero in the 1970s, the guy who beat the big bad Ruskies in chess. Then he starts behaving like a baby, insulting America, spewing anti-Semitism. Just remember this. I wouldn't say chess is a sport for nimbyches, but Mr. Fischer, there are 90-year-old bingo players who could kick your ass. And should. All right, Jeffrey, give that thing a spin. Oh, you're a good spinner, Jeffrey. This is. Do you practice this much?
9.
Huh, what an ad lib. Okay, then. What's your letter there? you're gonna giggle again. All right, give me the joke thing. I'll do the joke thing. Yeah. I think you're waiting at things, so I have to read the jokes. Oh, this is my favorite joke of all time. It's very upsetting, but I love it. Morty and Hyman are in the death camp at Birkenfeld. I'm trying not to laugh.
I'll read this one.
Okay.
Morty and Hyman are in a death camp at Bergen-Belsen. They're naked, standing over an open pit about to be shot by the Nazis. Morty looks at one of the SS officers and says, "You bastards, you filthy son of a bitches, I hope the Allies come and burn Germany to the ground. I hope you choke to death on the blood of your children." And Hyman turns to his friend and says, "Shh, Morty, why are you making trouble?"
Ba-dum-bum! The ultimate Jewish joke, I think. By the way, I'm spinning my dreidel again. I'm spinning again. A nun. I think is that our first nun? No. This is the second nun. Another basic fact about the Hanukkah holiday. Now, you remember Mattathias. He was the guy who stabbed the priest, who stabbed that soldier to death. And he ran away, but he didn't run away for long. He regrouped with his 5 children called the Maccabees. And these Maccabees weren't playing games. They formed a resistance movement in the hills and began fighting back. They were brave, and they had good strategy, especially Mattathias' noblest son, Judah, nicknamed Judah the Hammer, ostensibly because of his strength, but it also could have been a sexual thing.
It looked like Chuck Connors.
Oh, yeah. He was the rifleman in those days, let me tell you. Spin the bears! Spin the thing! Spin your top! Let's do it. Oh, you're Jeffrey the Hammer. There we go. You just have that good spin action. I can't see the thing. Move your hand there. All right. It's turning. Little wheel spin. Oh, I don't believe you got a gimbal. We are not fixing this, folks. He got another gimbal. All right. Where's the other page? Give me the jokes there. We'll do another joke here. You want to read it or should I? He doesn't want to do this one. Okay. Izzy Finkelstein, a devout Jew, is living in Louisiana. One day, there's a terrible flood. His whole house is underwater, and he's standing on the roof. Pretty soon, a rowboat comes to rescue him, but he refuses. He says, "God will rescue me. I'll wait for him." So the boat goes away, and the flood rises to Izzy's knees. Another boat comes by. The guy says, "Get in." And Izzy says, "No, I put myself in Hashem's hands. He will rescue me." The boat goes away. The water rises to Izzy's neck. This time, a helicopter comes. But Izzy won't get on the ladder. He just shouts, "Go away! God will save me, I believe!" So he drowns. And he was a righteous man, so he goes straight up to heaven. And there he meets God. And first thing he complains, "God, I was such a good Jew. I had such faith in you. Why had you forsaken me?" And God said, "Schmuck, I sent 2 boats, a helicopter. What do you want, a scuba suit?" All right, I think I spin the dreidel now. Is my tongue for the spinning? I'm just loving this happy Jewish comedy here. It's a freilich time. It's a good Hanukkah fun pastime here. And it falls on the nun. Nun means that it's another basic fact about Hanukkah. Oh, good. I get to tell more about the holiday. Why don't we switch on this one? Since I did the last thing, why don't you read right there about the Maccabees?
The Maccabees fought the invading Greco-Syrian forces, and although greatly outnumbered, won. They were even victorious in a battle against soldiers riding on elephants. The Jews marched victorious into the Jerusalem temple on the 25th day of the Jewish month of Kislev. Only the temple was all desecrated. Remember? So they had to clean it up and reanoint everything, which they did.
Which they did. Okay. We're each going to do one more little spin, and then we're going to kind of finish up our game here. So, hopefully we'll get another noon so we can finish up this wonderful Hanukkah story. It's spinning, it's going around and around and around and around, and... Oh, your shin again. You keep getting gimbals, I keep getting shins. I keep getting kicked in the shins here. My next person, the Jew I wish I wasn't Jewish, is Barry Sheck, the epitome of the brilliant Jewish lawyer who doesn't take into consideration the guilt or innocence of his client. Say what you want about Johnny Cochran and his poetry, playing the race card, it was Sheck putting all the jagged pieces together in a way that completely distorted the overall picture. He rewrote the history that let O.J. Simpson get away with killing Nicole and Ron Goldman. I realized Sheck was just doing his job, but the so-called Dream Team helped erode people's confidence in law and justice in this country, and that is unforgivable, especially from someone who should be representing the Ten Commandments.
Amen.
Oh, man. Why don't you spin it one more time, Jeffrey? Let's see what we get. Spinning, spinning some more. Eating up my airtime. What is this for? Here we go. It's coming down. It's a hey. We haven't had that many of them. Another proverb. Here's the this is a good one. Here's a proverb from you, King Solomon.
In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them.
That was a good one. We read it before. Why don't you do the next one?
Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. So doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. But if a man's friend is wearing ointment and perfume, I definitely keep an eye on both of them.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much, Jeffrey. Well, I hope you enjoyed playing this wonderful, happy, happy game. That is the Dreigel game. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Did you have a good time?
Of course.
I'm glad. And give my love to your congregation. Give my love to your girlfriend.
My crummy congregation, yeah.
Why, what's wrong with the congregation there?
They don't get to shul on time.
They don't congregate. So that's why you're the 10th man. How long did it take you to be the 10th man today?
Oh, 11, 12 minutes.
Oh, that is unacceptable. If you're listening, people, and I know you're not, then definitely come to congregation on time, have a good minion, he's a good rabbi.
God, I hope my chief rabbi isn't listening.
Anyway, have fun playing dreidel at home. Remember, bet with your seichel, not over it. And we'll be back after this.